This is Ozarks at Large. Cases of COVID-19 are now being reported at both of the jails in the two most populated counties in northwest Arkansas. This morning, the Washington County Sheriff's Office announced it has found at least 15 positive coronavirus cases at its detention center, and all those detainees are not showing any signs or symptoms. Sheriff Tim Hilder says his staff and Karis Correctional Health, which is the medical provider at the jail, are constantly evaluating whether their procedures are in line with guidelines from the CDC to try to prevent COVID-19 in the general population.
One of those guidelines was to implement areas for quarantine. And with our reduction in population, which, you know, we were over 800, and when this all hit, we really worked hard to reduce our population, got it down under 400. And we've been maintaining at that area. Well, what that did, it freed us up with some much-needed space for the quarantined areas. The way a snapshot of the way that looks is if, like, for a week we have a group of people that are booked in and they're going to be here for a while, they're kind of placed in one quarantine area within the facility. And then another group in another area, and then so on and so forth.
Hilder says Karis Correctional Health recently obtained rapid coronavirus testing kits, which were used for the first time this week on 40 quarantined detainees. When nearly two dozen of those tests came back positive, the sheriff's office contacted the Arkansas Department of Health and was advised to retest all the detainees using lab tests. The sheriff's office and Karis staff are now working with ADH to test all detainees and personnel, which amounts to about 700 people. Sheriff Hilder says he's hoping those can be completed today and that they'll have results by tomorrow afternoon. While he can't say for sure at the moment, the sheriff does believe a detainee or an employee likely brought the virus into the facility. But the sheriff adds he and his staff have been as diligent as possible to try to keep the illness at bay.
To give you an example, we follow strictly the guidelines set before us by CDC and Department of Health, and that is if an employee is in close contact with a known positive, if he's in close contact with someone who's been in close contact, you know, or suspicion, we put them off and we put them on self-imposed quarantine for a period of time to make sure they don't have it and test them before they come back. Well, we have tested all of those and none of them have been positive.
The sheriff says he's hoping the positive coronavirus cases are restricted to the quarantine areas of the jail, but he's concerned about the asymptomatic nature of the cases they've detected so far.
So, you know, darn it, it could very well be that some people have been passed on from quarantine prior to this into the general population. And if they're that group that were asymptomatic, you know, it could be. I hope not, but, you know, it's reality check time. This stuff spreads like wildfires.
The sheriff says he anticipates some sort of quarantine protocol to be put in place at the jail once the health department conducts its own testing and investigation into how the virus got into the facility. In the meantime, he's also encouraging local police departments to continue finding alternatives to arrest during the pandemic. Sheriff Hilder says he also wants the community to know their loved ones inside the jail are being cared for.
You also might want to know that we took the initiative in early on, made notification to our detainees as to what was going on, that there was going to be, that we had potential positives and that there were going to be future tests. And by and large, I think that when we communicate it, it kind of tamps down fear and panic. And that has been the case, according to my staff. You know, the majority of our detainees have been appreciative of the sharing of information. So we'll see how it goes moving forward.
Earlier this week, the Benton County Jail reported one inmate and one staff member testing positive for COVID-19. All detainees and personnel at that facility are also undergoing testing. The Benton County Sheriff's Office told us they had no other updates at this time, but will provide more information once that testing is complete.